Today is Friday, October 25th, 2019, and you're listening to Uni News, UNF Spinnaker's podcast about the top news stories of the week, each week, every Friday at 2 p.m. I'm editor-in-chief Leona Norman. Today, I'm here with Spinnaker's features editor, Brianna Cataldo. Brie, tell me about your top story of the week.
So my top story of the week was the $15 minimum wage debate. So there is the proposal for Florida's minimum wage to be raised to $15 an hour going on the November ballot if it gets enough votes. So I basically just wrote about the debate going on with that. I interviewed Madeline Savodny. She is an economics professor. And basically what would happen is on September 31st, the minimum wage would be brought up to $10 an hour, and every year after that, it would raise a dollar. So 2026, it would be $15 an hour. Many people argued against it. They're not for it just because it would mean major pay raises would go to other people, meaning more people would get cut from working. They wouldn't be able, especially at low-income jobs, wouldn't be able to keep their job.
So because there's only so much money within a company.
Right. There's only so much money that a company can provide.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a company like a school company, a university company, they only have so much for supplies, so much for this and that. So many jobs would just simply be cut, which is a problem. And that is a problem that the UNF professor talked about, too. She's not in favor of it. You can stay up to date on the proposal if you just go to ballotpedia.org.
Stick with us because after this short break, we're going to talk to Drew McDonald, our sports editor, about how to make the perfect set in volleyball.
What's up, guys? Ever wanted to have your own radio show or podcast, but didn't really have the means to make it happen? Well, now you do. Just come up to the second floor of the Student Union and we can make that happen. Or, if you might be too busy to stop by, just email program@unfspinnaker.com and let your voice, your music, and your personality shine right here at Spinnaker Radio.
I'm here with Drew McDonald, our sports editor. Drew, your top story of the week was a player profile, right?
Yes. So two words, Leona. Juliana Askew. Remember that name because she's a freshman right now on the volleyball team. She's third at the NCAA. That's the entire College Athletic Association hub. She's third in that list for total assists. And I thought I need to hold my craft in volleyball. I need to practice. What better way than to ask her how to do the perfect set?
So you went to Juliana, who is number three in NCAA for assists in women's volleyball.
Yes.
And you asked her to show you how to do the perfect set.
Yes.
How did that go?
Well, she was adamant at first, but when we talked and she was so happy to help me out. And it was all one take, wink, wink. It was 10 takes of how to set the ball.
So it took you 10 tries.
Yeah,
to set up, and she does it all the time.
Yeah, she's a pro. She's a freshman, by the way, so she's just new to the program, but she's that good. I learned how to set. I did it the right time. I took it up. I spiked the ball at the end in celebration. I pointed to the camera to Brett Nguia. Shout out Brett Nguia. And it was fun, and she's probably one of the best athletes at UNF right now. So to tell her story, and on a side note, my article that I wrote about her got one comment from the story. It was her dad. So thank you for telling my daughter's story, and I appreciate your covering UNF sports.
So what's so special about Juliana's story?
Well, just that she's a freshman, she's new to the program, and this is the coach for the coach's second year with the team, and she's kind of stepped up as this incredible player, and she didn't get a lot of notoriety with the conference. So to tell her story and get her name out there, I enjoyed that, and I'll just be able to play with her on the court, and not embarrass myself too badly. That was pretty cool, too.
Stay with us because after this short break, we're going to be talking about how UNF students are uncovering the Black history behind Jacksonville.
Hey everyone, I'm Sunshine, the Creative Services Director here at Spinnaker, with a quick announcement. Don't forget to pick up our first virtually interactive magazine, the Yearbook Issue, in blue boxes and Spinnaker stands on campus.
So Caitlin Bowers, Spinnaker's video director, wrote a story this week about Uncovering Jax, which is a documentary project created in partnership with the University of North Florida and the Florida Times Union. Production students basically just work on telling the history of Jacksonville, and since Katie is not here to tell the story about the students that are telling a different story, I'll tell you the story. The project was initially started by Paula Horvath, a retired professor from UNF and a current editorial writer at the Florida Times Union. Horvath was interested in telling the little-known stories of Jacksonville, specifically involving the Black history of the city. Now, the project is spearheaded by Professor Frank Gooden of the School of Communication. Gooden quoted, "Just to be able to unearth and uncover these stories that are really significant, to talk about them in a way that brings the entire city together, is a way to bring everyone together and to acknowledge a lot of great things that have happened that all cultures have contributed to." Uncovering Jax originally premiered in 2018 and featured documentaries focusing on Jacksonville's first Black millionaire, the gentrification of an important neighborhood in the city, and several other important historical topics. This year, the documentary topics include the history of lynchings in Jacksonville and the period of time that Ray Charles spent in the city. The documentaries were shot and produced by Gooden's own production students. For some of these students, this was the first film they ever created. You can read more about the Uncovering Jax project and watch the videos that were produced at uncoveringjax.com. That's uncoveringjax.com. Tune in next Friday at 2 p.m. for another episode of Uni News. Special thanks to Brianna Cataldo, our features editor, Drew McDonald, our sports editor, myself, and our audio engineer, Madison Roberts. Also, a thank you to Katie Bowers, who wrote the Uncovering Jack story for us. For more on the top stories of the week, you can head over to unfspinnaker.com. I'm Leanna Norman with Spinnaker News. Have a great weekend, everyone.